This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Germany is threatening to fine Twitter and Facebook up to $53 million for their failures to curb hate speech on their sites. Economists from Michigan and California analyzed employment, wages, and other factors over an 8-year period ending in 2001. They found that the H-1B visa program bolstered the U.S. economy and corporate profits, but tech industry wages would have been 5.1% higher and employment of U.S. workers would have been as much as 10.8% higher. The second Trump travel ban has been stopped, much like the first one. Ruling from U.S. District Judge Watson in Hawaii means that U.S. officials will not be able to enforce President Trump's new Muslim ban executive order as planned. Opponents argued the measure, like the executive order it replaced, violated the Constitution and imposed irreparable harm on those it affected. A federal judge in Maryland has also blocked the core part of the ban, naming 6 countries. The far-right anti-immigrant candidate failed to lead in the voting in the Netherlands, according to exit polls. Banks and other financial firms in 2016 generated the highest level of fees in 7 years related to overdrafts on checking accounts, marking a turnaround for a charge crisis era regulation tried to rein in. German prosecutors in Munich raided law offices of Jones Day, which has a large presence in Germany, suggesting that the authorities believe the firm has not divulged all documents that may be relevant to the case. If so, it would be a blow to Jones Day's reputation while raising the possibility of new revelations that could further tarnish Volkswagen. Trump budget proposal would cut EPA by almost one-third, labor by more than 20%, State Department and its aid programs, and eviscerate Endowment for the Arts and Public Broadcasting Corporation in order to boost the military and begin paying for his border wall. Researchers led by Penn State found that nostril width differed significantly among populations from different regions around the world. Moreover, the higher the temperature and absolute humidity of the region, the wider the nostril. The researchers found, suggesting that climate very well may have played a part in shaping our noses. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.